Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we are your welcome relief to a week full of news and intrigue and politics. We don't do that here. Now we talk about fun stuff, fishing, hunting, great outdoors, and any other wildlife subjects you'd like to talk about or anything involving those three subjects. We're more than glad to talk about it. So. Here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is phone number. Robin isn't here this morning, and you have to deal with me, unfortunately, for you, but maybe fortunately, I don't know. So you're running the show this morning, whatever's on your mind. I'll throw a few things out there, and you can help me out. Maybe some stories from your youth, maybe some stories from last week or this week. Would like to hear them. Crabbing, fishing, you know, any fishing adventures, any stories that you'd like to tell, well, that's what we're here for. Yep, we're going to talk about crabbing and your crabbing successes or your crabbing, you know, not-so-successes. We'll be more than glad to talk about any and all of that stuff and interspersed every now and then with a word from our sponsors who make this show possible. So here we are. How was my week? My week was, again, busy. Finally looking at the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train coming because we put together the Maryland Hunting Quarterly for the summer edition this week, and it's at the printers. The online version should be launched on Monday, so you can check that out. We'll blast that out on our Facebook page here on the Alan Ellis. Probably put it on the Outdoorsman, probably put it on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Big Ass Fish website, Facebook page, excuse me. And once you see that, then you can respond. The print versions will go out shortly after that. So in the midst of all that, I was able to go out and do some more distribution on the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Most of them are out. Most of them are distributed. There's only one or two folks that still have to get their copies, but most of the retailers, most of the restaurants, most of the crab shacks, everywhere in the state have gotten their copies. So look for it when you go for crabs. And if your crab dealer doesn't have it, say, hey, do you have that magazine called Maryland Loves Crabs? We hear about it, and we'd love to get copies of it right here in our hot little hand in your shop. And maybe you'd be interested in advertising with them in the next issue, which is 2024. How about that? This is the 12th annual edition, Maryland Loves Crabs. Started it in 2012, right after we started Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and realized that in the summertime, that was me just joining, in the summertime, you know, people were divert a little bit from hunting and focus more on fishing, but there was already people out there doing fishing stuff. So we said, what can we do? What can we talk about? What can we, how can we make a successful magazine? And we started this magazine called Maryland Loves Crabs. And when I say see, it was our my former designer, Donna, who has, you know, since passed on. And Donna Fisher was her name. And she and I, Deerfish Designs, Ellis Outdoors, put together this first edition of Maryland Loves Crabs. And it's been popular since the beginning, and it continues to be popular today. So that's quite an accomplishment for 12 years. We had started with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly the fall before, and the summer of that, you know, fall of 2011, summer 2012, Marilyn Loves Crabs came into being. The newest venture in the publishing business. We tried a couple things in between. We tried a magazine called Marilyn Shucks Oysters. We did that for 1 year in the fall. And oysters were just starting to become, you know, better population of oysters, more, you know, more farming and things like that. We tried that in the fall. You know, wasn't that great. I've had my degree of successful publications, and, you know, one like that was maybe not as successful. But you know what? Fortune goes to the bold, and you just got to keep innovating, doing new things. So we're looking ahead to August 15th of this year for the cutoff for measuring deer and sika deer, white-tailed deer, and black bears from bucks, bears, stags, which is the official state record-keeping system organization, looking at publishing another record book, another Maryland's Finest Second Edition 2023, coming out in October. We're not going to push ourselves to get it out anytime earlier than that. There's no real need to do that. But we've got a lot of stories. I think I got the number the other day, 487 animals measured so far between 2020 and now. In 3 years, that's quite an adventure, quite a accomplishment for our measures, and a lot of work. I mean, you know, a lot of travel time. Our fellows are all volunteers. We've done a number of events, and we continue to do events. Next one's going to be July 15th, that's going to be in Garrett County. For those of you listening up that way or close to there, it'll be the National Deer Association event at the Garrett Fairgrounds. We'll be having our measures up there, and we'll probably measure about 30 animals or so. You know, we've had a new state record black bear come out of there, that event. We've had a lot of nice whitetails. Not a lot of sika deer come up from Western Maryland, but there are some Western Marylanders who hunt for sika deer, and we've seen a few of those heads as well. So we're very anxious to get back up there, and if there's anybody who's interested in hosting an event or contacting us, please do. Bucks, Bears, Stags, bucks-bears-stags.com, the Facebook page. There's an email address. There's a phone number. You can reach out if you have an animal, white-tailed deer, black bear, or sika deer that needs you think would be, you know, qualify for the record book. So that's that. That's a review of all of Ellis Outdoors adventures this week. So what were some of yours? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And let's see. There would be Aaron. Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, sir?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, buddy. Good. Did you make it to the tractor pool last weekend?
No, I think it ended up, it was canceled.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Why did they cancel tractor pool? Not enough entries? Weather?
I don't know. And one time it was asking me more than many people. I don't know what happened. I thought it was going to be too hot or something.
Who knows? Who knows?
I mean, it's a tractor pool. I mean, you're not like you're out there, you're getting up hay or something.
Exactly.
Loft or something.
No, that's for sure.
And I've done that too.
Yeah, me too, buddy. I'll tell you what. I did that when I had hay fever, and I've done everything from, you know, put it on the wagon, load it in the loft, and it's a sweaty job. There's no question about that. So, yes, sir. So, how was your week? Any outdoors activities?
Just normal stuff.
Normal stuff. Yeah, well, you had to be careful this weekend. You know, watch that smoke coming down from those forest fires, man, I tell you. So, yeah, I see Captain Dawn sent me a message. Looks like they're out on the water at the break of dawn. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good morning from the secret spot. So, and anybody would like the GPS coordinates for the secret spot, just send me a text or email, and I'll share them with you. And then, you know, Captain Don will have some company out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny and all those guys. So we'll see. But no, they did yesterday. They did a nice job. They got their bushel in an hour and a half on the trot line. So that was good. That was good. So, crabs have started to pick up a little bit. Prices haven't come down much from what I've seen in my travels. And I've been, where have I been this week? Oh, my goodness. Yesterday, Crisfield in Ocean City, day before Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and Myersville in Frederick County, and Elkridge in, where's Elkridge? Is that Howard? I think it is. I'm not sure. Maybe Anne Arundel. But wherever, I've been a lot of places this week, and you know, and a few times I was able to get out. So, but it's always enjoyable getting a truck and visit with folks that you like and have met along the way. Revisit, you know?
When's the next time that you're going to have you down this general area?
We're working on it now. We've got our measures on, you know, we know their schedule, and we're trying to get together an event again soon here on the shore. Hopefully we can do that and figure out how to measure some more animals here on the shore. So we've got some feelers out for some people that want to host that event. So there you go. So Elkridge is in Howard. Thank you, Don. Appreciate that. Wasn't sure.
It's live and up to today.
I think she went back to bed. She's like, this has been going on for a couple of weeks. She's getting her some medication adjusted, and it's just taken its toll on her being able to sleep in normal times and not normal times and that type of thing. And the kids keep her busy all week, so you know, she doesn't get a midday nap like she should, but she did get some sleep. And she was up for a little bit, and the puppy kept her up a little bit, she told me last night. And then she was asleep when I got up, of course, and I had to wake her up to go to bed. If that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but you know, it is what it is.
And the whole arm of two grand funders, they started.
They what? Having a hard time hearing you, Glenn.
My son-in-law and two grandkids, they're on a trip to Florida.
Good for them. Yeah, good for them. So, all right, buddy. Well, we got to let you go. We'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure, and I'll let you know. You'll hear when we know when the next event is, all right?
Yeah, I guess another couple months, somewhere in July, I guess I'm going to be a granddad again.
A granddad again. Good for you. Good for you. So, well, that sounds great, buddy. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good, buddy. That's good. So, all right, Glenn. We'll talk soon. Take care, man. I will do that. I'll take care of that for you. All right, man. Have a good one. Thanks, Glenn. There he goes. Hey, folks, you know, now they're going after our gas stoves. Not only our gas kitchen stoves, but our gas fireplace inserts, our gas supplemental heat stoves, that type of thing, fireplace insert, all that stuff. I don't know what to do with administration of natural gas. I really don't. There's plenty of it, and it's inexpensive. You know, and they're coming after us on every front. Well, guess what? We're fighting back because we're telling you about our friends at Backyard Billy's, and we're telling you that to try and get a gas fireplace insert in this hole in the wall back here in our great room, and Backyard Billy's did the best job of talking with us, knowing their product, knowing, you know, telling us, you know, giving us some advice as far as what we needed, showing us some an Enviro gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's, an EX35 model. And Enviro, they're the folks that make the great pellet inserts and pellet freestanding stoves, too. There's another company that they carry, which is called Regency. There's a couple more, but Regency is another one. And Regency makes a great wood fireplace insert for your fireplace and freestanding wood stove. So all that's available at Backyard Billy's. They are the leading hearth and fireplace dealer on the Eastern Shore, as far as I know. Okay, so we had that. We enjoyed dealing with Backyard Billy's. We enjoyed their staff, their personnel, their expertise. They actually did the installation of everything. They helped us find the mason to do the stonework that goes from the hearth to the, well, he did the hearth too, from the hearth to the ceiling, and did all that work in the chimney. So we're just, very happy with Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and you will be too. Now, isn't that funny? We're talking about it on a day that's going to be in the 80s. A weekend that's going to be in the 80s. But the time is now to plan. The time is now to plan. I just saw that El Nino is coming back. They've discovered that El Nino has formed in the Pacific. So we may be in for cold, cold weather. You never know. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500 for Hearth America. That's at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week. Why not go check the whole thing out? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Now, I was at Clyde Sports Shop not too long ago. I checked out their crab traps and all their crabbing stuff. They have the low profile and topless crab traps. If you like to just throw a few crab traps overboard, they have the cloth and wire crab rings, which are very effective. And the nets, everybody needs a net for crabbing. The cloth and wire nets are there, a large selection of that. If you're a trot liner, they've got the line itself, including that tarred line, T-A-R-R-E-D, which is popular, 500 feet of that, 1,000 feet of Loctite, 1,000-foot snood trot line, which means ready, rigged to go, $179.95, and they've got the snoods, and they've got the bait bags, they've got the floats for trot liners as well. Baskets and lids, all the accessories like the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets, the crab bait, salted eel and chicken neck, as well as fishing bait and rods and reels and all that stuff you need for fishing too. Aluminum steamers in stock, 20 to 50 quart, and Clyde's custom crab seasoning in the 5-pound bucket. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. For crabbing, they have it all. Crabs fear Clyde's. Yes, indeed. 410-242-6108. That's, again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9 in Lansdowne, 242-6108. The website, Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, ClydeSports.com. Open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Haytonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
Amen, brother. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So we included in this year's Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, the biggest threat to the Maryland blue crab is the invasive blue catfish. Okay, and I'm going to read this real quick. We went to them because they had some very interesting stuff on blue catfish, and they broke down the issue that is an impediment to harvesting blue catfish in the Chesapeake Bay. Number one is the market. Okay, the market is prohibitive because the price per pound for live catfish is very low for the commercial watermen. The guys can catch them. I mean, they go out there and catch a ton of blue catfish, but they're not getting very much money for it. So the rumor is they're going to start being paid 85 cents a pound once the government program kicks in, if it does. So that's I'm going to say that up front. That's a rumor. But here's the reason that Governor Moore asked for federal help on the invasive blue catfish, which, you know, you're hearing about it more and more in the news. It's a big fish out there. If you've ever caught one, you'll know they're good fighters, and they're good, great table fare, as a matter of fact. They're good to eat. I've eaten them, and they're wonderful. So here it is. It may seem like a generation ago, but in 2008, through the Farm Bill, Congress passed a requirement for catfish to be inspected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, that created a problematic and cumbersome issue for the Chesapeake Bay processors. You know, there's a number of people that are wholesale fish processors in Maryland. I mean, a lot of them, more than you know. Catfish are the only fish inspected by the USDA, as the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, handles food safety for all other fish species. Food and Drug Administration. Okay, everything else except catfish is inspected by the Food and Drug Administration. Catfish are inspected by the U.S. It requires that in-person inspectors examine the catfish before they go to market. Processing catfish in a dedicated space at a time when the USDA inspectors are available has been a significant hurdle to getting a robust commercial catfish industry up and running in Maryland. The inspection process was put in place by a group of Southern congressmen that were seeking to curtail the market for Vietnamese catfish to protect domestic farm catfish sales from the Mississippi Delta. According to the Wall Street Journal, Vietnam produces about 95% of the catfish imported to the U.S. The result of this protectionist trade policy is an expensive government program that raises the cost of processing blue catfish from the Chesapeake Bay. In 10 separate reports, The Government Accountability Office, the GAO, argues that the USDA inspections amounted to government waste, noting the USDA program costs $14 million per year, as well as $20 million to start up, while the FDA previously handled catfish inspections for just $700,000 a year. The GAO's Steve D. Morris testified that the USDA's catfish inspection program was unlikely to enhance the safety of eating catfish and instead duplicates other federal catfish inspections at a cost to the taxpayers. Chesapeake Bay Program's Invasive Catfish Work Group also recommend removing federal catfish processing barriers to help manage the population growth of the invasive species. With the 2023 Farm Bill currently under development, it's time for Congress to fix that mistake. So you can read all about that in not only Big Ass Fish Magazine, Big Ass Fish, BIGAZZFISH.com, but also Maryland Loves Crabs, which is MD Loves Crabs for the online versions, or pick up a copy near you. All right, let's talk to Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I have a question.
All right.
Is there limited hours for rockfish in the bay at this time?
Limited hours or limited sizes?
Time. Can
not
you,
sure.
Like, you go out at night, can you fish them or not?
No.
Where's the cutoff?
Gary, I don't know. I'm going to have to look. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look. Yep. Have to give me a few minutes to look. So.
Okay. Because we're going out and I don't want to, you know.
What, now?
This time of the year. Right. Correct.
You're fine. Yeah, you're fine right now. You're fine right now. Captain Dawn's gone crabbing, so it wouldn't do you any good to get his GPS coordinates.
Oh, I thought you talked. He went fishing. That's not going to help.
Yeah, Gary, that was a joke.
Oh, okay.
It was a joke. I'm not going to give away any. I'm not going to burn anybody's fishing spot. You're kidding me.
Oh, man, you're no help.
Oh, then don't call. Sorry, I'm no help. I'm just useless, right?
After I get this answer and win the next contest, I'll retire then.
All right, 5 a.m. to midnight.
5 a.m. to midnight. Okay, that's good news.
There you go.
All right.
All right, see, that was from Captain Dawn himself.
I bet.
It was. He just texted me.
Well, I hope he gets plenty of crabs.
Well, so do I. So do I. But I will tell you, you want to stay north of the bridge. Here's an example. I told you a couple weeks ago, fish swim, right? So I talked to a guy who fishes offshore, and they were trying to get some speckled sea trout inshore off of Ocean City, okay? And he said, we went out, we fished all day long in a good spot. He said, we never caught anything. I said, okay. He said, the next day in the same spot, they slammed them. So when I said, fish swim, it's true. The bait.
Yeah, that bait. Right. Been there, done that.
Well, there you go. But you seem to think I was being smart to you, and I really wasn't. I mean, that's the simplest answer when fish don't bite. You can't say, well, we didn't use the right bait. We weren't in the right spot. Fish swim. When
you are right.
Good luck to you.
I will let you know.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye. Always fun. Gary is always fun. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. It's true, fish swim. So that was just yesterday. I talked to one of the guys in Ocean City. He said, yeah, we got a spot for speckled trout. And he said they weren't there when we were out the other day, whatever day it was, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, there's a lot of things. The prevailing wind for the day can cause fish to move or be in different positions. And I've quoted this many times on the air. When the wind is from the north, fishermen do not go forth. And when the wind is from the south, it blows the bait in the fish's mouth. And when the wind is from the west, that's when fish bite the best, and when the wind is from the east, and fish will bite the least. So that little simple thing is, speaking of that, does anyone know where the word news came from? Bringing you the latest news? What's the origin of news? N-E-W-S. Wow. Hey, calling and getting the contact, giving away a bass fishing package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. We talked the other day. Man, kudos to our buddy up there in Northeast Maryland. He's featured and has written in Big Ass Fish magazine. His name is Mason Newton. He just graduated from high school. And he is quite the fisherman. I mean, he's in the tournament trail up there, catches largemouth bass, and he's a big snakehead aficionado with rod and reel and with bow and arrow. He's gotten, I think he got 6 dragons this year so far. A dragon is a 30-inch snakehead, by the way. It's quite an accomplishment, and I think his biggest one was 34 inches and weighed 14 pounds or something like that. I mean, state record's just under 20 pounds, so, you know, he's got a ways to go for that, but catching a dragon, either bow fishing or hook and line, is quite an accomplishment, and the family eats them. They love them. So, and he's a blue cat fisherman, too, but they sent me a picture yesterday, he did, of a 17-inch white crappie that he caught and released, and there was a picture of the tail on the ruler and everything else. So a legit 17-inch white crappie. That's quite a crappie, I will tell you, for this time of year anyway. 410-922-6680. Like getting in the contest. Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. I do sit down comedy. Any callers on the line there? Aaron? I think he's screening. Talking. So, all right, well, while you're doing that, we're going to tell the folks about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Man, I was there yesterday at Spurry's Tire Service, and I continue to liken Brent Jr. to a maestro. Okay? Back and forth between people in the lobby, people in the parking lot, people in the shop. He's accommodating everybody. This is what these tires should cost, and if you buy these tires for your truck, it's going to cost you almost $1,000 a tire. But if you go to these tires, because they're the same tire, they're just not as aggressive tread, and they're, you know, they're a little different brand, they'll work perfectly. These tires, and then, oh, here's your problem. Here's why your tires are rubbing on your fenders. And back and forth. And okay, great, thanks. Your oil change is done. Here you go. Be on your way. Let me get some prices for you. And I'm watching all this, and it's just amazing, the coordination there. And the crew is fantastic. I mean, there's people in every bay, a couple people in every bay, taking care of everybody's tires. And so I just throw that out as an observation. Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Proud to have them as a sponsor. Just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, tractor, trailer, Mini Cooper, and everything in between. And you know what? 2-wheelbarrow tires were coming out the other day. As I was sitting there, the fellow handed him 2-wheelbarrow tires. He said he had to put tubes in both of them, so that was pretty cool. So at my commercial, what I say in my commercials here is absolutely true. They have any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, from your garden tractor to your farm tractor and your lawnmower and your wheelbarrow as well. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Woman said, I had some exclamation point show up on my dashboard, and they fixed it. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That number is 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's tire service. And we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
Takes me back to my youth.
Congress and served.
All right, let's talk to Ron in West Baltimore. Morning, Ron, how are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, what's up?
You ready for it?
All right, make it short.
North, east, west, and south.
Correct.
Oh! So basically, you know, I'll be up there later on to take over the show. That's what we win, right? I get there, I'll take over the show.
Yeah, go ahead. It's on you.
No,
go for it.
I enjoy listening to you. I enjoy listening to you. I like your banter in the morning.
Our banter? We try. We try. You know. So.
All right, I'll go back and listen to the show, man. I hope you have a good day over there.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
Good, good job. Thank you. Thank you. Next, who is that? Ray. Good morning, Ray. Let's hear it, Ray.
Good morning, Al.
What's going on, man?
I was going to say northeast, west, and south.
All right, that's good. Well, you're both winners in my book, buddy.
Hey, yeah, I tell you, I am a winner. I broke my ribs and fell down the steps. It's taken me some weeks to get to where I can breathe a little bit.
Oh, man.
I'm a lucky guy. And I was going to tell you my adventures with a movie star going down the Yogyakarta River, one of your outdoor stories. I told you before, and I'll make the story quick. I've been kind of rehearsing it so I didn't drag it. Anyway, my friend Joe, I told you about, he wanted to be a movie star or something, and he would put toothpick in his mouth so he looked like Robert Redford, and he would give you the Elvis Presley snarl. All right, so he wanted to go down to Yogyakarta, and so we took him
No, wait, are you saying Yogahani or are you saying Yakagani?
I cannot say that right. I was going to ask you to help.
Yakagani.
Yakagani.
Yakagani. Like Allegheny County?
I got you.
All right, Yak. Yakagani. You can just say Yak, too.
Okay. But
all right, buddy.
I'll not say it again.
That's
but
all right.
Anyway, so we camped up there, and now you got to keep in mind he liked movie stars. So we ate, we did all that, we stayed in the tent I had, and he said, "Excuse me, I want to go in the tent." And I waited outside, and I waited for a long time, and then I heard this moaning going on in the tent, and finally, you know, I get over closer to the tent, and he says, "Help me, help me, Ray." And I unzipped that tent and went in there, and I saw a sight that a grown man don't ever want to see. There was Joe on the ground like he was wrapped up in rubber bands. And I think Fran's going to like this story, and Robin would have it if she was back to bed.
Yeah.
But he's wrapped up in, like, rubber bands. But what it was a wetsuit. He was putting a wetsuit on. And he couldn't breathe, and he turned red, and his hair was standing straight up, what was left of it, all right? And he's begging for help. I could not get the wetsuit off of him. It was so tight on him. So I said, "Joe, I got to cut this thing, all right?" So he said, "Don't do it, don't." I said, "I can't get you out of it." And I took my penknife, and I put a small slit in it, and I didn't have to use that knife one more. That thing busted open, just ripped on open like toilet paper all the way up. And you hear the air suck back in him, and his face, the redness left his face, but I couldn't get it off his arms or nothing. And I finally had to cut that off. He was so mad that it ruined his wetsuit. So I said to him, "When did you get that wetsuit?" He said, "When I was 19. I said, "How much did you weigh then?" He said, "I weighed 135 pounds. And I said, "What do you weigh now?" "Oh, I weigh 192. I said, "Oh." It gets better. I said, "Come on, let's go." And he says, "Did you promise me something, Ray?" I said, "Well, I'll try." He said, "Would you promise, as long as I'm alive, you'll never tell anybody this story?" I said, "Joe, I promise." So I realized that he got that wetsuit back when Lloyd Bridges used to do Sea Hunt. Okay,
oh,
he would idolize all this stuff. He took these skin diving courses. So we're riding down the road to go to the river that I can't say.
Yakagami.
the river of no return.
I got it.
So we're heading there. And I looked over at him there. He's got the toothpick in his mouth. And I says, "Mr. Burt Reynolds, can I have your autograph?"
Oh, my God.
And, man, that lip started to snarl. And he didn't talk to me.
I bet not. That's quite a story, buddy.
That's called The Adventures of Going Down the River of No Return.
Man, that's funny. That's a good one, buddy. That's a good one.
Now that I told you the story, don't tell anybody. Okay?
No, don't worry. I won't.
For the millions of people that listen, they are sworn in to secrecy.
All right.
I'll finish the story maybe next week or so of when we went down the river and no return. All right,
that sounds like fun. Oh my gosh!
Thank you.
All right, man. I watched that show all the time. Thanks, man. I watched that show all the time. Lloyd Bridges and Sea Hunt. You know?
Yeah, so. That was it. Bye bye.
All right, man. See ya. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And let's see, why don't we just finish up our commercial messages here, you know? All right, summer's here. You're going to be outside, you know, from here on out. You're going to be out in the yard. You're going to be doing crabs. You're going to be doing fish fries. You're going to be with family reunions, hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. You're going to be on your deck. You're going to be in your backyard. Why not dress it up to the best of your ability? First off, start with a new table and chairs. All right, people can be comfortable at your home. You can have a table that doesn't have splinters. That's right. You can wash it off with soap and water and just there it is. It's beautiful, back to clean, back to new, no bacteria. Everything's just sitting right there on that beautiful poly picnic table and chairs that you've picked up at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. There is a giant selection of every color imaginable, picnic tables, sizes, shapes, seating capacity, you name it, they've got it. It's colorful, it's beautiful, it's durable poly, and then they do have hardwood furniture if you prefer that, and patio furniture as well. Chaise lounges, Adirondack chairs, loungers, anything you want. You will enjoy your shopping adventure for Backyard Furniture, no question about it. Now, you'll also see gym sets and tiki bars and pergolas and gazebos and sheds and greenhouses and dog kennels and dog runs and chicken coops. For those of you like our neighbor who grow chickens in your backyard for the eggs or whatever purposes. So, free setup and delivery on the big stuff within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, barbecue grills, Traeger pellet grills, Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe grill smokers, Memphis, beautiful, beautiful stainless steel pellet grills that are just tremendous. And you want to see the Beale Street edition, B-E-A-L-L, of the Memphis grill. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits. I mean, these are big fire pits and rings, too, you know, for just doing a couple of logs and doing weenies and marshmallows outside. All that available at Backyard Billy's. Great-looking garden decorations, furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. I talked about that earlier. BackyardBillys.com. Or give them a call, 410-827-4500, but the best thing to do is go and browse and see. 410-827-4500. They're located right off Route 50, coming from the bridge, exit 44, Graysonville. You can always put Backyard Billy's in your GPS. It'll take you right there. When I go from this side, I go up Route 18 until I get to Evans Avenue. I make a right, and there they are. Your backyard is going to look just great. Route 50, exit 44, open 7 days a week. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America. We'll be right back.
For Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening
to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade.
All right. Well, I don't hear any callers on the line, so you'll have to put up with me till you hear the closing music. So I guess that's okay. I was thinking about some boyhood fishing stories, and a young man here up in Cumberland caught a new state record fall fish. Now, this fish was 19 and a half inches long, weighed 2.27 pounds, and he was fishing on the North Branch of Potomac River near Cumberland Industrial Park Boat Launch. Now, I used to fish North Branch when I was a kid, this young man's age, 14, 15, 16. Get up in the morning, and at 2 o'clock, the fellow that ran the recreation department for my dad at the Maple Mountain Manor nursing home in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, would come by. Sometimes he'd have his son with him. Sometimes he'd have, you know, his brother with him. But most of the time it was Earl and I, and we'd go down through Cumberland and, oh, my gosh, down to Springfield, West Virginia to his brother's cabin right there on the banks. And we'd wet wade. And a night before, Friday night, we'd catch a bucket of 10 milk-gallon can full of minnows. And we'd walk out with our minnow buckets on and our little green containers of night crawlers and wade the river all day for smallmouth bass and channel catfish and whatever else bit. And that's where I caught a lot of fall fish, but that's not my biggest one. I'll tell you that story when we come back. Right now, time for me to tell you, get out, stay safe, and have a great weekend with your family.